The following programming is sponsored by
MBC Media.
The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia. Welcome back to the Conservative Voice on WWDB AM 860. This is your host, Gary Heasley, and I'm in the studio with Ada and Esther. Ada, welcome back. We didn't have you last week. We're glad you're back this week.
Thank you. Really glad to be back in the studio this week. We have a lot of stuff going on to start off this year.
Boy, we really do. Wow. You know, there was a lot of chatter before the holidays about how we would expect to see a lot of activity after 12/31, a lot of things that would be maybe disruptive as we head into the inauguration, and I think we've certainly seen that. So we'll cover some of that in just a minute. This is going to be our first show of 2025. Great to be back here in the new year. Very exciting year. What I'm calling the year of America's renewal, and here we go. It's going to be a fight. Now, today we're going to be joined at 12:30 by Chris Hinkle. Now, you folks know Chris Hinkle. He's a former FBI agent and civil rights program supervisor. He's helped us talk through some of the more complex things that have gone on lately around Matt Gaetz and around some of the other things that we needed to cover. At 1 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Joel Griffith, an economist. He's been on with us several times. And the point of this discussion today is to lay out the path for this American revival. How does this economy have to get fixed? Now, Joel is a more of a classic economist, and I'm more of a let's use tariffs as a weapon, right? As I often say, I don't like artillery shells and I don't like tariffs, but often we have to use them both. And you know, there's a long history of using tariffs, and they haven't always been the disaster that we're told. Nevertheless, Joel will be here to talk about what this future economy can look like. And then at 1:30, we're going to be joined by Bill Bakkenberg. Now, Bill has not been on the show before. We don't know Bill well, but Bill is a local business leader, a Pennsylvania business leader, who has announced that he is a candidate for the chairman of the Republican Party of Pennsylvania. So Bill is going to be an interesting conversation to have. This Republican chair race is one that was not being contested, and there is a candidate who's being talked about, and then Bill announced that he's a candidate, and off we go. So it's going to be, I think, an interesting show. We've got a lot to cover, and we're looking forward to it. So, Ada, what an incredible time since January 1.
Yeah. I mean, quiet, nothing really going on here.
This is astonishing what's going on. And so, what's your take?
What's my take on what's happened just since the ball fell on January 1st at midnight?
Right.
My take is probably not going to completely align with a whole lot of other people's current takes that are out there in the media. I tried to consume as little as possible, but I will say that I have been tracking Islamic extremism and the growth in the last 4 years, along with some really smart people. And this doesn't look like that to me. So my take is obviously quite different than a lot of other takes right now.
Yeah, the thing that I'm most concerned about is where did the drones go? So it was just a couple of weeks ago.
The drones.
The skies were full of drones. New Jersey was to be in a terror state because of drones. The drones were everywhere. They started spreading across New York, spreading across Pennsylvania. And then suddenly one day, they're gone. Now, so the question I have is, did the Martians take them back? Is that it? They got called back to Mars?
I think they came and saw and said, maybe next year. Maybe they'll visit a year from now and see if things are better. But would you want to invade us right now if you were a Martian?
I would not. I would not want to do that. I think I would say, We ought to just leave these folks to their own devices.
Can you imagine take me to your leader and someone takes them to Joe Biden? All right, take me back to my vehicle. Thank you. Never mind.
I'm going back to orbit. I'm getting out of here. I've seen enough.
Yeah.
So when you think about what we're seeing, you know, we have this amazing drama. We're all focused on it. The whole corporate media gets around it.
People are terrified.
They literally talk about aliens. They talk about an Iranian vessel just off the coast.
That's sending out the drone ships.
Right. Remember that one?
Yep.
I mean, you know, so it was the alien vessels. It was that. It's been one thing after another. And of course, all of it preposterous. And here came the problem. To solve the drone problem, all they wanted to do is pass two pieces of legislation that would give them more power to surveil the American people and would give them more funding for drones.
It was so convenient, wasn't it, that they had it drafted and ready to go immediately, right away?
That those pieces of legislation were introduced early in 2023,
yeah.
But seemingly weren't getting out of committee, weren't
no.
getting to the floor. So we have a drone. Now, it also coincidented,
if
you will.
Wait, are you implying that our government orchestrated something in order to pass legislation? I don't think I've ever seen them do that before.
I'm not saying they would do that.
No?
But if you remember back to this crazy drone episode, you know, there was a procurement effort that had been put in place the year before, and there was a request for bids that went out, and
yeah.
all these drone companies were asked to, or defense contractors were asked to submit a proposal where they would be able to supply more drones with different capabilities on a rapid scale or a large scale to our warfighters. And then suddenly the drones appear in the sky and then disappear just as quick.
Now, I will say that, my sarcasm aside, there was another situation in our recent history where there was something terrible that happened, and then there was immediate legislation available for it. Do you recall what that was?
Which one?
It was Jussie Smollett. The attack from This Is MAGA Country at 3 o'clock in the morning
right.
in sub-zero temperatures in Chicago that happened to end up being two African men that he had paid to attack him. Conveniently, immediately following that attack, within the next week, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker introduced in the Senate anti-lynching legislation. Because remember, he had that tiny little rope?
Right.
It was like a rope necklace that they hung around his neck that he kept on for the police. So, yeah, I mean, our government is notorious for coordinating things in order to bring attention to something else so that they can get more power over us. I mean, we could talk about the Patriot Act, but maybe
well,
we should leave that
the Patriot Act. So the drone thing disappears,
uh-huh.
and we get the New Orleans attack.
Yeah.
Now, you may remember back in 2019, 12/31/19, on 12/30 of 2019, it was a given that Donald Trump was going to win.
Yeah.
Right? He was a lock. He was unbeatable. The economy, geopolitical matters, every factor of what was happening was positive. And on 12/31/19, there was an attack on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad.
Yeah.
And it was done by the Iranians. And Soleimani, this guy named Soleimani, signed his name to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he didn't do it. The people that were there did it on his behalf. And it was a little bit like Benghazi, where, you know, suddenly an attack sprung up out of nowhere. And what went wrong with this thing in Baghdad was that Trump just called the military and said, hey, there's some guys at the wall. Can you take care of this?
Yeah.
So the Marines, I think it was maybe the 101st or the 82nd Airborne, one of these units went in and just eliminated the threat. Shut it down. The
yeah.
walls weren't breached. Nobody died. And the thing that had been construed or prepared to be Trump's Benghazi
yep.
ended
right.
without a fight.
With strength, with strong commands and a control of the situation.
Well, somehow they never thought he would make that call.
Mm-hmm.
So John Kerry's buddies over in Baghdad or in Tehran, you know, were probably disappointed. And then if you remember, Trump took out Soleimani. And the Democrat Party went berserk.
The austere, as the New York Times, I believe, put it, the austere religious scholar. That's what
yes.
they called him, wasn't
he
it?
He was a scholar and a gentleman
uh-huh.
who had killed something like 600 Americans.
Yeah. What a sweet guy.
Yeah.
Truly.
So, and no one ever asked the question or answered the question, why did the Democrat Party lose its mind when Soleimani got taken out?
Well, we have the answer now, though, like years in retrospect.
Well, I think
right?
we kind of had it then.
We can see it really clearly now, though, because it's spread to college campuses. Like
right.
it's everywhere now.
Right.
So, yeah.
So now you move to what's going on you know, on December 30, on New Year's Eve here in the United States again. And suddenly, just as Donald Trump's about to take over, and there's been a lot of talk amongst all forms of people, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Patriots, establishment, everybody, saying that they expect something to happen, that this is going to be a tumultuous time between the election and the inauguration. And here we are, 12:31, and this truck drives through a crowd in New Orleans. It makes no sense that this was an unprotected area. And you start hearing these crazy excuses like...
Well, they have bollards.
Well, bollards, that's technology they couldn't deploy. You hear these excuses like we can't protect every street all the time.
Yeah.
Well, that's not every street. That's Bourbon Street. There's a party there every night.
Right.
It's like Broadway in Nashville. It's like Times Square.
Yep.
It's a predicted, known thing. They've done New Year's Eve there forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not every street. We're not talking about, you know... 32nd Street and 5th in Smallville somewhere.
Right.
You know, so they leave it defenseless, park a police vehicle there, and as is predicted, and it's predicted because of what happened on the West Side Highway in 2017, what happened in Germany this year, just a few weeks earlier.
A week ago, yeah.
And as predicted, somebody drives a truck through the crowd, and then the police come out and pat themselves on the back because they stopped the vehicle so quickly. You know how the vehicle got stopped? It ran into a giant lift.
Yeah.
So these JLG lifts, this big orange device, you know, it's a lift for the commercial people use in construction. And it hit that and then, you know, destroyed the front end of the truck, which of course we then found out was electric. Because I was wondering, how fast was that truck going to crush the engine compartment and completely drive the engine? You know, the engines are supposed to pass below the vehicle. Turns out there wasn't one.
Yeah.
It was an electric vehicle. So...
That just came on the market, right? I mean, this is a brand new electric vehicle.
Well, it's been around a little while. The F-150 Lightning has been around a while. But it's, you know, there aren't a lot of them out there. They're very expensive. So we have this attack, completely predictable, and it turns out, who's the guy?
Military.
And
here's the thing. We can thank Elon Musk to, you know, for purchasing Twitter and giving us the ability to crowdsource investigations. But in the first 24 hour, I take everything with a grain of salt. I don't jump on any theory entirely. I don't emotionally respond to anything. This is my pattern. This is what I do. And I'll tell you, from the Islamist extremist to the guy was an American to the Las Vegas attack being, I mean, we're not even there yet, but... You know, things start looking a lot different than what the immediate media assumption or push was. You know, we're still looking for information on the first Trump assassination suspect. And we have these guys' military careers. We have where the vehicles came from. We have all of this information because we are all able to crowdsource the information. But there's a lot of confusion out there, I think.
So there is a lot of confusion, and suddenly we can find all this stuff out that we couldn't do in the past. But they come out and tell us this rented car was in Mexico.
Yep.
Immediately eliciting a response that says we have to protect the border.
Eagle Pass.
Do you think they didn't know that the vehicle was rented then? But they waited to reveal the fact that it was rented until people had come out and said, well, we have to defend the border. This is just another border incursion. And they, oh, no, it was a different person. It was a rented vehicle. It was. They knew that. That was a setup.
Have you looked at the board of Toro?
No.
Do you know who's on the board? I guess not that. Chelsea Clinton.
She's on the board of that rental car company.
Of Toro Rental Car. Now, let me tell you that when I first started digging into the rental car company, since both the Tesla truck, the Cybertruck used in Las Vegas, as well as the Lightning used in New Orleans were both rented from a rental car company called Toro.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of Toro before. I'm a... you know, basic lady, I guess, when it comes to renting my cars. And yeah, Chelsea Clinton is on the board. And that was surprising to me.
Wow.
So, just coincidences. Just there's a whole lot of coincidences happening with this entire last 3-day event.
Now, Toro is a company almost no one's heard of. It's a rental car app that's not very well known. I actually looked at it a couple of years ago.
I was told it's the Airbnb of car rentals.
Well, that's really what it is. It's designed that you can just rent other people's vehicles.
So it's their personal vehicle. I could have been renting my car out every day I don't drive it?
Yes.
My gosh.
Exactly the idea. It's an alternative to, you know, Hertz and Avis and all of this.
I'm in.
So Toro is this... you know, this unknown app, and suddenly these two guys both rent from it. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. The vehicle pulls up in front of a Tesla in front of Trump Towers. Obvious. Right. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
There's a message there.
It's pretty clear. I mean,
it
these
ends
guys,
up being a commercial for Tesla trucks and how indestructible they are. But
it was remarkable.
It was meant to be a message.
Yeah, they didn't get the right message.
No.
Now, here's the thing. The government, meaning Lloyd Austin and the Democrat Party and all these lunatics that are running our federal government, stood down the Department of Defense for 60 days in early 2021 to eliminate extremism in its ranks. So they did the announcement on February 5th of 2021. DOD stand down to address extremism in the ranks. But this isn't the extremism they were talking about. Of course, they were talking about, you know, military people who swore an oath to the Constitution and believe it.
White nationalism.
That's right. It was an anti-white sort of racist thing, and it was an anti-U.S. patriot. You know, they were getting concerned that too many military people were saying, hey, we really do want this Constitution to be in full force. So Lloyd Austin, the radical, you know, lunatic, shuts down the military, the United States military, for 60 days, a 60-day stand down.
I think they wanted medical freedom also. I think that was part of it in 2021. Those terrorists. I mean, how dare they?
Well, this is at the, you know, same time they're talking about parents at school board meetings being terrorists, and all the threats were domestic. And now suddenly we have these two soldiers, you know, come in and we're then told, well, they're U.S. citizens and they're U.S. soldiers and, you know, they did this and they're not in any way connected. There were other co-conspirators at first, then there weren't. And I'm not buying any of it.
Yeah, I mean, they both served at Fort Bragg. They both were deployed in Afghanistan over the same period of time. I mean, I've done quite a bit of digging just to try and find out why these coincidences kept piling up. And they only continued to pile up more. I think that we're looking at something unprecedented here in a public way that most people aren't aware of or don't understand what goes on. So many people are distracted by the three-letter agencies of the CIA and the FBI, and they completely forget about DIA and the things that have been going on. Fort Bragg, where they were all stationed, was a leader in their psychological operations, let's call them. And there's congressional records on it. So I think we're seeing an unraveling of programs possibly or potentially that have been in effect for decades.
Now, you talk about these programs. It sounds like the ramblings of a lunatic.
I know.
Right? But you can find these things in Wikipedia.
Yeah. You can look at the congressional records on the congressional transcripts on our government websites.
Right.
You can look into the programs on the CIA reading room. I believe the FBI reading room has this information as well. It's well known. It's been published. There have been books written about it. And the conspiracy theory is actually, in my opinion, that they stopped doing it.
Yeah, that seems quite unlikely that they came out and said, hey, this is really effective.
It's really successful. We're going to stop, though, because it feels immoral.
It just makes no sense.
No.
So, you know, we don't know what happened. We know this. We know that 15 people died, 15 people died in New Orleans. We know it was completely predicted and could have been prevented and wasn't.
Yeah.
We know that there are these incredible similarities between these two guys. We know there was a shooting in Queens on New Year's Eve, 11 people shot. We know that there was an attack at a Christmas market in Germany a couple of week earlier.
There were attacks New Year's Eve in Europe.
In Europe, there were attacks on New Year's Eve. We know that these weren't isolated events. They happened across multiple countries, multiple locations. And we know that we're then told all of this is one giant coincidence. And I just don't buy it. I don't know what happened. But we were also told the drones came from Mars, right? We were told the drones were aliens at one point. The drones were from an Iranian mothership off the U.S. coast.
Can you imagine the insanity of believing there is an Iranian mothership sitting on the East Coast off of New Jersey? Like, that no one noticed or saw? We have people out on the water every single day just for fun. I have a friend that, you know, has been fishing all through December because it's been beautiful sometimes. He hasn't seen any Iranian mothership, and he goes pretty far out. So it's the level of absurdity that they keep expecting us to believe only gets bigger and big.
But that Iranian story was taken very seriously. Corporate media pushed it like it was real, somehow Iran, who can barely defend its own country, who couldn't pull off the attacks on Israel that they tried, somehow Iran was going to be able to put a ship off the coast of the United States, yeah, undetected by the United States until the last minute, and was going to be able to launch these crazy drones, and there was no defense against them. Nothing we could do. We couldn't shoot them down. We couldn't toss a net on. Nothing we could do to defend the nation from these drones. We simply had to sit here and watch them spread across the seaboard. It's insanity. This is ridiculous. And now we're at another place where we're being told stories that don't make sense. And it goes back to other things we've never had explained properly. Lahaina has never been explained.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the pictures of Lahaina and the way the destruction happened, what was destroyed, what wasn't destroyed. You don't have to be thinking hard. Just take a look at the photographs and ask some simple questions.
It doesn't make you a conspiracy theorist to notice things.
And ask questions about them.
Right.
You know, you go back to the Las Vegas shootings and ask questions about how did one accountant get mad, although he loved Vegas, but, you know, he got really angry about something, we don't know what, and decided to fire off 1,000 rounds, a guy that had no apparent history of using firearms. They hadn't even concocted his story that he did. And then kills himself.
Right.
You know,
just in time,
instead of using the exit he had prepared, and the exit he had prepared had been blocked. I mean,
right,
the story of the timeline changed 8-9 times. The witness who was a security guard at the hotel was injured. The last thing we hear is he crosses into Mexico. And then a few days later, he's on the Ellen show and then disappears again. It's crazy story after crazy story.
And listen, for everyone who has not looked into the Las Vegas shooting, I will find the Google map today that someone painstakingly put together from Vegas that night, and it's all the 911 calls. And that hotel was not the only hotel that had gunmen, that had shots fired. There was a lot of things actively happening in Las Vegas that night that just bring you to that place again. Something else was going on here. We were not told the truth.
And what I've seen the map, and what, yeah, you're saying is there are identified points where people were reporting gunfire that were not in the line of fire from, yeah, the place this accountant was purported to be.
One by the small commercial airport that was around the corner, not McCarran, but
right,
there's another smaller airport, private.
Two shooting positions, and then a year afterwards, people are still asking questions, and the police came out and said, we are not going to answer any more questions about this event. Stop asking. The police chief that was responsible becomes governor, and the lead inspector on the case moves to?
Lahaina.
Oh, and is the police chief at Lahaina when the attack happens there.
How convenient.
So,
just a quinky dink. Don't look too close.
If you just look at these things and ask questions, it doesn't make sense. Now we're looking at this where it's two military guys, very unlikely, you know, who go out and kill all these people and or blow up a truck, you know, kill a bunch of people and blow up a truck. They do it at the same time using all these coincidental tools, and we're to believe they're completely disconnected. I don't know what's coming between now and Inauguration Day, but I'm expecting it to be bumpy.
Yeah, to say the least. I think actually 10 years from now, there'll be books written about this period of time being one of the most dangerous periods of time in American history.
Yeah, I think you may be right. And I don't think we're going to get answers here. You know, they're going to push this as far into the news cycles as they can when they need it to distract us from other things. And then it's going to be swept aside with no answers, just like everything else.
Well, and then you have the bird flu. I mean, is everyone panicked? Is everyone getting upset? Has everyone gone out and picked up their 2025 masks? We have the bird flu. Everyone's shutting down.
Right.
The animals are all getting sick. It just seems like they're throwing absolutely whatever they can at the wall to try and prevent Trump taking office on January 20th.
Well, and if you look at the price and availability of chicken and eggs, you find out that this bird flu story is having a real impact at the grocery store.
Because they're culling the herds.
Killing millions of birds.
And I mean, how convenient, because just last year I was told that I should eat the bugs. So, I mean, isn't that convenient? Now I won't have any chicken and poultry, eggs, dairy for my family, because cows are getting sick from the bird flu now too, apparently.
Right.
So they're going to have to kill all those. So I just hope everyone's ready and all caught up on their cricket meal recipes.
That's it. You know, now there were some other things that happened. A Virginia man was arrested. His agents find a cache of the largest cache of finished explosive devices in FBI history. That was in Virginia.
Yeah.
And then in, I think it's Utah, Fayette police arrest suspect after ID found near train.
Yep.
All of a sudden, all these things are happening, and the FBI is finding them all. I think we're supposed to be going into a deep level of fear.
The interesting thing about so many of these stories, when you listen to the family members of these perpetrators or attackers, including the man who shoved the other man onto the subway track in front of an incoming train in New York City this week, their family members have said that within the last 3 months to 3 weeks to 3 days, their personalities drastically changed, that they were in a good place, they were doing fine, and then either a few months ago or up to a few days ago, they changed, their behavior changed to the point where it was noticeable to their family. What causes that?
Now, you're talking about the shooter that took out the CEO in New York a few weeks ago?
All of them.
Oh, wait, all of them?
All of them.
You know, this pattern is repeating. Now, he had disappeared for a period of time. Nobody could find out where he was. And again, just as you said, everyone said this guy's behaving completely uncharacteristically in terms of the way he'd normally behaved and so on. There is something in the water here. There is something going on.
It's got to be the water.
It's got to be the water. There's something going on.
The clouds.
It could be the clouds. You know, at least to the...
Or the fog. It could be the fog.
I saw images of this fog. I didn't see it live, but I saw images of this fog, and it looked like particulate matter. If you were talking to an environmental person, they'd be saying, oh, that's VOCs.
I tweeted it from our security. It would set off my security camera. It's the craziest thing. And it wasn't snow. You know, it was like 50 degrees out. It looks like falling snow.
So here's what we're not paying attention to, the H-1B visa discussion that started.
That was a good discussion.
It was great because they brought it up and people looked at it and said, wait a minute, what's the purpose of this again? How has it been abused? And the old story of Disney, who used it to bring in 200 people, fired an entire department, got sued for that. But they brought in 200 people, fired 200 Americans and said, if you train these people, we'll give you severance. If you don't train these people, we won't. You know, this took that off the screens. It took the drones off the screens because that had turned into a laughing stock. They completely failed with this drone narrative.
Surely.
And I don't think anyone believes the drones were actually from aliens or from Iran.
I will say some people believe it, but we can't help them.
It's so hard.
We can try, but... on the visa debate that happened, there were two things that happened. There was a really healthy debate about the visas to begin with. And then it sort of exposed these influencers or grifters who have been out putting out information and trying to create chaos within the movement, because we do have such a strong movement. And it's so strong because it is so diverse, because there are so many different perspectives. All these people getting upset that they don't agree with Elon Musk on the visa program. Are you joking? He wasn't even a conservative a year ago.
Right.
You're surprised that you don't agree with him on something? I'm shocked we agree on so much. So it really exposed the people who are feeling left out in the cold as we move into this 2025 year of renewal and excitement. And there are a lot of people feeling left out in the cold right now.
Here's another thing that we're not talking about. This is a post by a guy named Parker Thayer on News Eve. In 2024, the EPA awarded the Coalition for Green Capital a $5 billion grant to operate the NGO Green Bank outside congressional control. They just took another $5 billion and moved it off the balance sheet and out of control of the government. It's funded by the U.S. government. All the money was borrowed and printed by the U.S. government. And now, some group of radicals are going to have control of it. You know, we always ask, how is it that the left has so much money? And we think it's Zuckerberg and we think it's Soros.
It's our money.
It turns out it's the government. They pass out grants to these leftist organizations.
NGOs, yeah.
Oh, like candy. And so while we're all running around, first talking about the drones and then talking about that, we're not talking about a Julie Kelly report that came out the other day. The year after her husband was appointed Washington, D.C., U.S. attorney, Fatima Goss Graves enjoyed a big jump in donations to a radical left-wing nonprofit.
Yeah.
Now, this is a nonprofit that has had in 2022 a $22.6 million budget. It jumped to $28.7 in 2023. I think this is 23. Yeah.
It's just a different version of the book deals.
Exactly.
Because you remember Obama issued Pearson the massive grant to come up with a new education system.
That was like $320 million.
Right. And then what did they turn around and offer Obama?
$62 million.
In a book deal.
In a book deal.
And now who also just got a book deal? I am pretty sure Kamala Harris's campaign is something like $20 million over. They're in debt, $20 million. She just got $20 million for a book deal. Who wants to read a book from Kamala Harris?
Well, it turns out no one did. But once the advance is out, now that Pearson deal was to create curricula for Common Core.
Yeah.
So the government didn't buy the curricula. They paid them to create it.
And we see how successful that's been.
Right. In the old world, in a free capitalist kind of market, you know, that most conservatives would appreciate getting back to, Pearson would have created their own product and then tried to sell it to the government. They would have used their own balance sheet to fund that. Here, they get a $320 million grant. I think it was $320. And they net back $62 to Obama. You know, Pence got five, I think. Bill Barr got some. Maybe he got five or six or seven or eight or something. You know, and you start seeing all these multi-million dollar payments to people who seem to be playing ball.